This morning, as we ordain David Graham to the deacon ministry, I want us to think for just a moment about the ministry of caring for each other, of being a priesthood of compassion and grace, which is the nature of our deacon ministry here at Vineville. The Baptist conviction of the priesthood of all believers means that we are all priests to each other. It means that every single member of the church is a minister, not just the paid clergy or ordained persons. All believers are ministers. Clergy are to be leading equippers, called to help others do ministry in the world. The Church of the Savior in Washington, D.C. affirms in its membership statement that the Church of Christ is a ship on which there are no passengers. All are crew members. Each of us has a particular place of service on this ship called the church, and we serve as priests to each other. Because for most of us, we are in many ways a room filled with Forrest Gumps. Our lives are weighted down with burdens too heavy for us to bear alone. So we just need a place to sit down and a good friend who will not judge us but will love us and accept us, guide us, and walk with us through seasons of darkness and trial. It may be that our burden is some sin whose consequence we carry with us. We've done something that has done damage to others as well as to ourselves, and the guilt is overwhelming. We knew better, but we did it anyway. We would undo it if we could, but we can't. And we need a priest. He or she may not wear a collar or have a divinity degree. He or she may live in your house. They may be your best friend. They may be sitting next to you or across the room from you in worship today. But you need a priest, someone upon whom you can unload your burden of shame, someone who can help restore you, someone who can help you make amends where possible, someone who can bathe you in the grace of God and help you feel like the beloved of God that you are. It may be that you need to be the priest. You may know someone who, in Paul's words, has been overtaken in trespasses, buried by sin or failure, and you're the one called to restore him or her in a spirit of gentleness. We're called to be priests to one another, to convey the grace of God to one another, to be church to one another, bearing one another's burdens. And we all carry burdens, don't we? Sometimes the weight is heavy, sometimes light. Sometimes our burden feels like a 5-pound purse on the shoulder. At other times, we feel like a fifth grader lugging around a 50-pound book bag. But we all carry burdens. We all endure our own private and sometimes public hells. We bury the weight of our secrets. Our loneliness dehydrates us. Our depression engulfs us. We suffocate in our fears, afraid of failure, afraid of a new kind of life, afraid of what might be coming. We wonder to ourselves, will I survive this? And it may be that the church adds to those fears and burdens. Some of the deepest, most cruel were wounds people carry around with them have been inflicted by the church. Perhaps they just couldn't believe what the church told them they were supposed to believe, and though they maintained their integrity, they were shamed as a heretic. Or in the face of some failure, some sin, they received harsh judgment and cruel condemnation instead of God's grace and Christ-like restoration. Or it seemed like the church's focus was never on what really mattered, and religion became a burden rather than a life-giving way. Yes, even the church can sometimes be a burden. And so from time to time, we have to be reminded of the basics. To give ourselves to God in worship. To form our lives in the way of Jesus. To open our hearts to one another in compassion and grace. The New Testament is full of very concrete descriptions about what it means to be priests to each other, to care for each other. Our reading from Romans was full of them. Those from Galatians this morning enlighten. If a person is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual should restore him or her in a spirit of gentleness. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who are in the household of faith. And from other places in Scripture we hear, judge not lest you be judged. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. And then from a televised bar in Boston called Cheers, we witness most often compassionate community. Some of you may recall that old 1980s sitcom with Sam and Diane and Rebecca and Woody and Coach and Norm and Cliff and Frasier and Lilith. And of course, Carla, ever the encouraging one. And you likely remember the theme song if you watch the show often enough. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. Now, the folks around Cheers weren't always the nicest to each other. It was indeed a special challenge for Carla. But when life turned hard, in the end, they were there for each other. Can the church be the place you want to go? Place where everybody may not know your name, but it's a place where you're known and welcome for who you are. Can we be a place where people are glad they came? Can we be transparent enough to see that troubles do come to us all, and that we have more in common than we do that separates us? Even if our greatest commonality are the burdens that we carry. Can we be a place where you do not have to hide who you truly are for fear of being rejected? Can the church be that kind of place? Can we be that kind of place? God calls us together. And we are here to care for each other, to love, forgive, and restore one another. And in many ways, we do that so very well here. And if that's what people experience when they walk through these doors, then the church, which may have been a burden to them, can become a healing home. Our deacons serve as family ministers, reaching out in concern and love, staying in contact with their assigned families, making sure they're doing okay, seeing if they have needs the church can help meet. They're not the only ones among us who do this ministry. Rather, they model for us how we're to take care of one another. David Graham has been doing this kind of ministry long before today. But our deacons seek to lead us in embodying the words of the hymn we'll sing in a moment. We are travelers on a journey, fellow pilgrims on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. I will hold the Christ light for you in the nighttime of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to hear. Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. I will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. May it be so among us. At this time, I want to invite David Graham to come and sit at the front in the chair at the altar table. And Barbara Jones, our wonderful chair of deacons, will come to offer a prayer of ordination for David. Following that prayer, any who wish, whether you be ordained or not, may come forward. We'll ask that you come down this side and then return on that side. But you can come and offer a brief word of blessing on David as you do. But we invite you now, as we together enter into this sacred moment of ordination.